Yo, 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 yo.
Yo, can you hear me?
Yo, what's poppin'? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we live. We live.
LGTV.TV, what's happening, Young
Right now.
Vontae?
Right now, just L and V.
Young Gary just said he was ready.
He told me he was coming.
Man. Come on, man. What's up with you, bro? What you up to?
Just got home not too long ago.
Long work day.
Yup, always. That office taking me out, man.
Gotta get back used to
Been about 2 weeks. I still ain't got in the groove of it yet.
What time you be having to get up?
About six.
Oh, you gotta be there at 8.
Yeah, but I mean, try to leave by 7, like 7:20, because that morning traffic, man, it take about 30 minutes to get across town. So
Yeah.
try to leave earlier than that, just in case, hit every red light. It's gonna take longer than that, so you just try to time it out.
I'm upset that that Kyle Pitts went off yesterday, bro. It's looking like I've been arguing niggas for no reason about us taking them.
Oh, nah. I told you, bro. Like I was talking to my homeboys about that today. They was like, because I told them, I was like, man, I said, I just hope that he's gone before, because I don't even want that temptation. They was like, you don't think he good? I was like, no, nah, I think he gonna be a beast. I just, with all the weapons we already got, plus we're gonna have to get Zeke touches, and I think we're gonna get TP more touches this year. I just don't see the touches there for him. Like maybe 30 catch, like 30, 40 catches on the season, maybe. And I'm just like, number 10 pick, I want him to have more catches than that. I mean, I want him to have a bigger impact.
You can't argue about putting the best offense on the field, though.
Yeah, that's true.
That's like, and so what I've been doing is I've been going, I went back to 2010, just 10, 11 years ago. And I seen, checked out all our first round picks, just thinking back to the times. And we done took six
Ooh.
offensive players. Young Gary,
What's up?
what's happening? What's happening? We just talking about the Cowboys and all that. All that, LGTV, we here.
Okay. You
Episode.
trying to see what they're gonna do with the 10th pick, right? I got the 10th pick.
So I was saying since 2010, we done took six offensive players, and all of them hit. Every single one. Every single in the first round. Every single one of them was a great player. Every single offensive player we took. All six of them.
Right.
From Zach Martin to Dez to Tyron. To Fredericks, Zeke, of course, like all of them. Meanwhile, in that same time, we have four defensive players: Mo Claiborne, nothing needs to be said.
Nothing.
Taco, nothing needs to be said. Byron Jones, who
He played well. He
he was an athletic freak, but he came on late. In his first couple years, it was like, is he gonna play safety? Is he gonna play corner? Like, where does he fit best at? We put him on. He finally, got and became a pretty good corner. He was pretty good. He was
Yep.
he not a playmaker, but he was.
He do the most important thing. He can cover. That's all that matters.
Semi-shut down, but obviously he's not on the team any longer. And then we have Leighton, who is basically one more neck injury away from retiring.
Yeah, one good season so far. A Pro Bowl season.
I mean, he went to the Pro Bowl, but I don't. In 2021, I don't care about the Pro Bowl. I don't care if he went to the Pro Bowl. Evan Ingram just went to the Pro Bowl. I don't care.
He didn't deserve to make it on Pro Bowl.
So I don't really. That don't count. I look at your All Pros and stuff like that. So, I mean, we've taken four defensive players, and none of them are on the team. Well, three of them not. One of them is, but like I said, he's one neck injury away from retiring. All six of the players that we, offensive players that we drafted, was all cold, all great. So I just know, all I know is over everybody in the draft. I'm talking about Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields. Kyle Pitts is like 10 times better than the second player ahead of
Yeah,
us
makes sense.
of his position group.
Oh, yeah, of his position.
Lawrence is not 10 times better than Justin Fields. Sewell is not 10 times better than what's his name? Who's the second lineman?
A lot of people saying that Slater dude out of North, I think it's Northwestern. Yeah,
Slater. That's what
I heard him, the guy from Oklahoma State, Tevin Jenkins.
Yeah, but he's not 10 times better than the next. Kyle Pitts is literally 10 times, but he's literally Megatron in a tight end at the tight end position. Like, you don't find that all the time. We did this with Randy Moss. We took Greg Ellis, passed on Randy Moss. Like, we've seen this before. So, I mean, now it's looking like the Falcons are going to take him. So, this point might be anyway. But if he's there, bro, we have to take him, bro. We have to.
Yeah, I think, like I said, I think he's going to be gone.
I mean, he's saying the Falcons want him, the Falcons interested. All that stuff. But, like,
you do have what you said. Right.
So if he magically made it there, then cool. But I mean, it doesn't like he won't. So again, it's going to be moved.
Tell her again, Mom.
If he's there, I don't care what. I don't care who else is there. He needs to be the pick.
So you heard him. You don't trust the defensive pick. Well, y'all defense to draft the right player. Y'all need help on both sides, really.
I would just rather address the defense, the offensive line throughout the draft versus take a corner that high. And let's say Surtain or Horn is Jalen Ramsey. Okay, I'm not saying it doesn't improve the defense tremendously, but does that do more for you? Like, what exactly does that do?
This thing, ain't nobody here talking about
you. Well, this is a tricky situation because you need both. I'm about to talk, on the podcast episode. When you need offensive line help, then you already got three quality receivers. If you get Kyle Pitts, what you gonna do? Is he gonna take passes away from Zeke? And y'all still gotta run the ball.
Well, stop running the ball. Zeke falling off anyway. Yeah. So that to me don't matter. Zeke, we gonna get 10 plus out of Kyle Pitts.
Because Zeke already was looking watched last year.
Let him and CD grow together. Like, come on now, like. That'll be the baby version of Kelce and Tyreek.
I feel like if they're not sure, we'll do a 10th pick. We might as well just trade down.
If Pitts is there, if Pitts is gone, then yeah, do whatever.
Saying Atlanta at 4. I didn't realize Atlanta was that high, but Atlanta might try to trade down and get more. But they got a lot of holes anyway.
I mean, I wouldn't count out. Like, I think, I mean, because they need, I mean, well, they just took that dude out of Iowa last season, but the Lions might be on the board for him because the Lions need playmakers.
Yeah, period. They
got Hawkinson, but I mean, I don't know. It would be weird. I mean, you would have to focus on a whole two tight end offense looking like the Patriots. So I don't know. But I mean, yeah, I mean, if I'm the Lions and I just say, okay, best player available, I just take them and figure it out later. So,
because they really stand a lot.
They need a lot.
Is he? I don't know about it. How is this blocking?
Who? Kyle Pitts?
Yeah.
He can't block.
Yeah, I don't
know. But what I know,
I don't really care about that. I don't really care. Like, that's what you have them second and third tight ends for. Like, I think the best teams have great blockers at the other, at the other tight end spots. If you have a great receiving tight end, like, I mean, you don't got to be the greatest blocker in the world. Like,
you just got to be solid.
We're not going to ask you to block a DN alone or nothing. Like, we're going to use you to your strength. So, I'm not worried about that. It's 2021. Niggas too smart on offense to just say, "Nah, you need to be a great blocker." Nah, let the second and third tight end do that. That's what they get paid for, the Lee Smith type niggas. And
do you guys think that Gronk could have been a great left tackle? Like, are you training for it? Because he's already a great blocker now, just straight up doing as a tight end. That'd be crazy.
Maybe so, but well, what y'all think about with the 49ers and Dolphins and Eagles? You scared?
Eagles gonna fuck it up. I'm like, y'all, they gonna mess it up. Like, so I watched a little clip today with Shay Shay. Dennis Shaw was like, Howie Roseman, you next. Everybody being blamed but Howie Roseman. He gonna be out the door next.
Yeah, I still think just the way the draft might fall, they gonna have their chance. They might be high on Waddle. I think Waddle will be there available for them if they
but Waddle shouldn't go that high though. My bad. Maybe yeah. Lore.
No, he definitely going that high though. I could see that. 12, especially with, I mean, because we could have potentially 4 to 5 quarterbacks go in the top 12, and then Pitts, and then two offensive linemen maybe, then, you know, 3-4 receivers. And I mean, Waddle could be right there for him. If he's there, I'm sure they're going to either take him or a corner.
What do y'all think about these corners this year?
I mean, they seem cool. I just don't think none of them finna come in and beat Jalen Ramsey or nothing.
It'll like take
that.
A while for a corner to be good.
This draft is more offensive top heavy than defensive. Like that's why if Pitts is there, I'm cool with taking him, because I feel like it's more depth in this draft of defense versus top heavy. Like, I feel like the best players are all offensive, and then you can grab defensive players throughout.
Yeah.
Like, the way some people talk, you would think we only had a first-round pick. And, like, no, we need defense. Like, nigga, if we take Pitts at 10, then spend the whole rest of the draft on offensive and defensive line. I mean, on defense, period, or linemen. Whatever you want to do. We only had one pick or something. Like, bro, that's why you have a whole entire draft.
I feel assets. Like another thing is you get Pitts at 10, right? You don't have to resign Gallup because you already replaced. Then on top of that –
No, I don't see them re-signing him either way.
He's going to be gone. Then you'll have to go for no third receiver because you got to pitch.
I will say this. If they do re-sign him, then that means Amari's going to be gone, because I think they can get out of his contract next offseason. Yeah, so I guess it's going to come down to who you want to keep, Amari or get Gallup at a cheaper price tag.
And then if you're looking at just – if you're looking at CD and Gallup, it's just like Gallup, cool, but he's a perfect third. I don't need you being my second. I don't care how cheap.
But then
you
again,
are.
I mean, but only way, I don't know if the cap goes up next season, then you might be able to keep him. I don't know. Yeah, I guess it just. No, would you be mad if they took, like, say for whatever crazy reason, Sewell, he fell there, left tackle. Would you be mad if they took him?
No. If they take anybody over Pitts, yeah. If they take him over the corner, I wouldn't be upset, because we know we need help there. Because we got to get your boy, your Texas boy, off of the line. We got to get him to the bench.
Oh, you're moving.
We got to get.
Swing,
time. We got to the bench.
There's a lot of offensive line depth, though,
Swing right, swing left. He needs to swing to the bench. I don't know where he go.
Because he was.
He had a lot of hype coming out of college. Then that last year of college, he just wasn't the same.
We thought we had a steal. We was like, dang, we got another Lael Collins type steal. We straight. Nope. Nigga doo-doo.
Yeah.
So I'm comfortable. If we take a lineman right there over Pitts, I'd be upset. But over – you know, a corner or something, I'm not mad at
run blocking it. I'm not up.
Yeah, so nah, I wouldn't be mad at that, bro. But you sound like you want us to take a corner over Pitts, even if you're there.
I think Pitts gonna already be gone, like, but even I think even if he is there, bro, like I just
fast him, bro. Especially he mess around and he go to an NFC East team for some reason. Nah. We'll be kicking ourselves for 10 years. Like, dang, we should have just took him.
Oh, the other team, like, okay, because what is Washington? They make the playoffs, so they in the 20s. So, I mean, it's crazy that it's us, Giants, and Eagles right there at 10, 11, 12.
Right. Now, I don't know. Like, he's so cold, he's not going to make it to, regardless of what happened, he's not going to be at 11. Whether it's us or he goes 6, 7, 4. I mean, and he said the Falcons have talked to him multiple times, so it's like.
Yeah, that, I mean, maybe he. I think he'll thrive there for real because, of course, you know, they're going to. Like attention gonna be on Julio and Calvin Ridley, so
he'll eat there.
Yeah, because I could see them getting him, and then in the second getting one of them top running backs who gonna fall because just how you know everything going. Like I could see the Falcons doing that. I mean that would help them out tremendously. Grabbing him and one of the top running backs, they'll be. But I don't think they take a quarterback though. Cause they just kicked Matt Ryan money down the line like we be doing with contracts. I think they're gonna be with Matt for at least two more years.
I see them trading up maybe if the Panthers want to come to four and get one of the remaining quarterbacks.
You saying the Falcons trade?
Yeah,
out
Because obviously I think everybody's saying, which is crazy. I guess I can see it, but everybody like saying Zach Wilson going to the Jets. So then at three, it's like, who do you like for the 49ers? I mean, they saying everything because I was watching the podcast today. They saying all the noise they hearing is Mac Jones.
I literally think that's a 0% chance of happening. I just don't think. You trade up for a dude whose ceiling is like Andy Dalton, Kirk Cousins. And if everybody, I mean, of course, you know, they NFL, they could think different from us. But there's no way you look at Justin's play, and you look at Mac Jones' play and think, or even Trey Lance, who, I mean, Trey Lance is basically like Dak on steroids. Like, that boy is, you could literally mold him into what the NFL is, and he would be literally.
Yeah.
So I just can't see that. I just don't think they go take Mac Jones. I would fall out my chair if they took Mac Jones.
And that's what, because the podcast, that was like usually when teams, like, it come out early who they going to take, it be like smoke screens, but they was like, they're at number three. Like, what smoke screens could they be? Like, who would they be sending smoke screens to? Because, I mean, obviously we know who the Jazz going to take. And They just think they're coming up for Mac Jones. Like, it was crazy. And nigga was like the podcast, the niggas was on there. They was like, I just don't believe it. They was like, I mean, I'll just have to, I'm just going down with the ship if they pick him. But,
bro, like, that would be like John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan should deserve to get fired on the spot if they actually do that, bro.
Because the dude was like, just to play devil advocate, he was like, what a Kyle Shanahan look for in a quarterback? A quarterback who's accurate. And who makes smart decisions. They was like, as far as accuracy go, they was like, he might be the most accurate quarterback in this draft.
But they was talking about, like a clip of talking about Josh Allen, and they was like, making it sound like he would want a quarterback. You know what I'm saying? Like, big, powerful, can move like that. Like, I really think it's either Trey Lance or Justin Fields for them. But if it's Mac, like I said, I fall out of my chair, bro. I would fall out of my chair.
I guess at that point, if they do just take Mac Jones, if you the Panthers, do you try to move up to jump in front of – well, no, Denver at number 9. I think the Panthers at number 8. So
Panthers at 7, I believe. They are in front of the Broncos. But a random thought: if you the Falcons, do you make a trade with a division foe and say like, okay, we'll have their first round picks for the next 2 years or something, or do you say nah because that might come back to haunt us?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Carolina at 8 because Detroit at 7. We know Detroit ain't gonna take no quarterback though,
right?
Right. Yeah, that's a good point. Do they? Yeah, I mean, or do you see? I mean, they might trade with Denver to come up tonight because that's what they were saying. Like Atlanta is like the wild card like right now. Like Do they stay there and take somebody or what?
Because, I mean, I guess I'm on the fence, but I would say I'm not going to just not. Like, if they offer me something crazy, I'm not going to just not take it because they're Division IV. Like, if it's something like what the 49ers gave to move up, you got to take that division or not. Like,
right.
You got to just take it.
My thing about the Bengals, though, like, if I was the Bengals, I would have tried to get a left tackle or not even just a top, but just a left tackle in it so I wouldn't have to draft so I could get a playmaker because –
Right. No, I'm with you.
It's almost like they gotta take that left tackle, like to protect your franchise quarterback.
Well, who's out there as a free agent to trade for or get? Well, as a left tackle.
Well, they tried to get Thuney. They tried to get Thuney from the Patriots.
Kansas City.
Where he ended up going, I forgot.
Kansas City.
Oh yeah, he sure did. Yep. See, that's crazy.
And then Trent Brown, he ended up going back to the Patriots.
Who? Right. I'm of the sense of, you know, Vontae, I done told you this. Like, I don't feel you need the best offensive line in the league to win. Like, these niggas are, I mean, they've been trained to block their whole life. Like, you just need to block a nigga in front of you. Like, it's not like of course, the best, like Tyron, you know, Frederick, like, they have the best technique. They strong, you know what I'm saying? It makes them stand out. But at the same time, like, you're asked to block the man in front of you. Like, you don't have to do nothing super crazy. That's why I just feel like I'd rather – like, if you told me I could have the tight end equivalent, which is Kelce, of, like, prime Tyron, I mean, of course, the real football end, you're going to tell you, nah, it's a left tackle. But if I got Kelce and you just give me a just slightly above average left tackle, like, I could work with that. Damn, bro. You just blocking a nigga in front of you. Not saying we – what was old dude that played against the Falcons that time and what's his name?
Pay like more? Pay more?
Uh-uh. Yeah, Adrian had the sack.
Chaz
who
Green.
Who was the left tackle of us? Cause Tyler
no, Chaz
was
Green, right?
Yeah, Chaz.
Yeah.
Yep.
Terrence Green. That's like, okay. You can't – like, Terrence Green literally shouldn't be in the NFL. I'm not saying you can have a nigga like that in the game. I'm just saying you got to just have just an above-average type nigga. You don't need to have the greatest – like the Bucks, they had a good line. They had that rookie who Murph, was pretty cold.
No, he was a left tackle. Murph was a left tackle. Like,
that nigga was cold. Yeah.
Nigga didn't give up no sacks, bro.
Rookie, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, like – No, that was nice, but also we know Tom getting the ball out of his hands too. Like he not.
Yeah, but the Iowa niggas come out right pretty good most of the time.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah, for sure. They produce tight ends and linemen for sure. But yeah, I just don't think you need the greatest. So if I'm the Bengals, I again just like us, I address O line and defense throughout the draft. If you give me Jamar Chase or Kyle Pitts at 5. I take that, and I give my star young quarterback all the weapons coming out his ears, and we go for
it. Do you think the Eagles are going to regret trading down from 6 because they're going to miss out on Chase or Smith? They get 12.
What did they get? What all did they get? Did they get another first?
Yeah, they got a first. They got a first for next year, and then so – And then possibly, yeah, I mean, if Carson play either, I think it's 75% of the snaps, or if he plays 70 and they make the playoffs, that turns into a first. So they can potentially have 3 firsts next year. But like I was telling my homeboy, I'm like, well, if the Colts do go to the playoffs, that pick going to be in the 20s.
Right.
And I think the Dolphins, kept the 49ers first rounder, but they traded them their own first rounder. So I'm like, the Dolphins was pretty straight last season. So if they have like a – they sneak into the – or get in the playoffs, that's another pick in the 20s. So, I mean, they're still first-round picks, but they'll be towards the bottom of the first round. So
you can always package it, though.
And then some people
– You can always package those that draft pick with their original pick. They got it.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's saying the quarterback class next year, boo-boo. Now, of course, you always have somebody who come out of nowhere, but, I mean, they was acting like they didn't believe in Zach Wilson because the reports say the Eagles was trying to – I mean, they don't believe in Hurts.
Yeah, that was my only thing about it.
Yeah, that was weird. Like, y'all only wanted Zach Wilson. Like, none of them other quarterbacks y'all was interested in. So, y'all was just saying, okay, we're going to go with Hurts if we can't get Zach Wilson. Like, really?
That's the Eagles?
The Eagles are stupid. Y'all keep conversation on hold up.
We've been talking about this for a week now, Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson getting Trubisky hype.
Yeah, I don't see it, bro. I could be dead wrong. I just don't think he's gonna be it. And again, I could be dead wrong. He could come out and be. I just don't think you go to the Jets and become a star. That's why I'm scared for Trevor. Like, I don't know about going to the Jags and being great. Like, I hope he do, but definitely Zach. I don't believe it.
I've always said in sports, the media is always looking for the great white hype, no matter what sport it is.
But
they were always looking for
the
great white hype.
The Jags, they wouldn't have only tough defenses in that division is.
The Jazz got what, one winning season since 2007?
Yeah, but only tough defense he had to go against is the Colts. Tennessee ain't got no defense.
Yeah, still gotta play 11 other games though.
First. It's all about your division.
Yeah, they got to get a lot of more pieces on D, though, before they're going to win that division. The coach probably going to run away with that division. Texans trash, of course, and then you still got the Titans, who's formidable. So.
Yeah, you just don't believe in when the playoffs come. Mm-hmm. They don't throw the ball enough.
Yeah, the Titans, they released, like, their whole secondary except Bike.
You're the only one that's good. That's about it. They let Desmond King go. Shit, they probably wasn't playing him right. Yeah, Desmond King can play outside, inside, and safety.
Yeah. I thought he was going to be cold when he was with the Chargers, and then they moved on.
After that big year he had with the Pro Bowl and the All Pro or something like that, they started changing up the defense.
Yeah, the Titan might go back down here
next year. Yeah.
What it's looking like.
The Texans, I think the Texans go 0-16 if
Deshaun. This is a trade now. These allegations are gonna fuck. Everybody already made their trades now. Like, shit already.
Yep. Being stubborn, you could have already done moved on, got the pick, got the team's ransom, and went on about your business. Now, who knows?
Because some people trying to say that they conspiring with that lawyer. Do you think they trying to do that to where like some teams don't want him or whatever?
Somebody gonna want him. Shit, Mike Vick got shit. The only reason they might not want him if his skills wasn't there no more. You got niggas who kill people in car accidents and all types of shit because they drunk getting jobs in the league.
Yeah, that's stupid though.
Yeah, the only reason Ray Rice didn't get a job because if she was on video, because he just wasn't good no more. That's the main reason. If you still can play, they'll give you a contract.
Right.
Let's be honest.
Right. If they could have, I don't know why they would be conspiring to do that. That's dumb as hell. Like.
Yeah, whether
they knew about these allegations or not. If you knew about them, then you really dumb because you really could have moved on from them before. You know, if you knew about stuff, it's not like you could have moved them and been like, "Yeah, right. No idea."
Man, that food was good. But the Eagles are ass backwards. Let's be honest; they've always been kind of ass backwards. For a good minute, you want to come?
Yeah, that's part of the reason why our division so trash is.
There's not a dominant team in that division. Everybody's dysfunctional at some type of level.
I do think the Giants are improving, And if Washington gets a quarterback, like, they on the way up. They got the defense. They got offensive skill players.
They need a real big receiver that can actually play. Because I feel like Curtis Samuel, playmaker, but to me, he's still a gadget guy a little bit to me. Like, I don't know if you can depend on him every game.
Yeah.
Vontae, what's the Cowboys record?
That's all you need to go to the playoffs. You don't have to win 10.
It ain't gonna be, nah, Gary. You gotta go 17 games, my boy.
Oh, so you're gonna have to win 10 then. But it's NFC. It's NFC East. Y'all niggas can have a losing record and still make it. Somebody's just gonna win.
Now, I think you're gonna have to have a winning record this season.
You got to be a division leader, though. Everybody have a division leader, so they might not have 10 wins.
Also, 7
wins. You're an extra team, so you'll be a division leader and not make the playoffs?
No, just it'll.
No, I'm just saying it's more likely. I mean, we don't even in the sixteen thing, we saw three teams go to the playoffs from one division.
So but most of the time, we see teams that got a losing record going into the playoffs. Most of the time, it's the NFC team.
But I don't. It's hard to say what the record gonna be. But what else I'm missing? What y'all? We ain't talked about. We haven't been on since the Rams trade, since the Wentz trade. What y'all think about
one of those? Could care less. Goff was I've been saying for the last few seasons, Goff is a product of a system.
We've talked about those trades.
Yeah, we did.
Last time we was on was February 7th. That was our last podcast. And that boy been doing numbers. Shout out to everybody who's been listening. That boy been doing numbers. I was like, dang, like, we should have been at it. They've been listening. That boy that was doing numbers. That was the Super Bowl episode, if I'm not mistaken. That's the last time we was on. We ain't been on since none of that stuff. Other stuff
happened. Yeah, that's crazy.
You said we talked about it. When?
I'll be right back, guys. I'll be right back.
The last time was February 7th. That was our last.
Yeah, the trade happened like before that, though.
When? What day did the trade happen? The stack. I don't really care about the Wentz. I mean, Wentz, that's good for them, but
because I'm looking at the article and they was talking about it on like February 1st. It didn't go into effect on March 17th, but you remember they had already.
I gotta go back and listen because I thought that February 17th was because when the Super Bowl was what the like the 5th, the 6th, the week because it was the week before Valentine, and the trade happened during the Super Bowl during like right before Super Bowl because I remember the next week after that is when the storm hit, the week after the Super Bowl. Yeah, can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Vontae.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Can you hear me? Okay, yeah. What else we anything else about NFL? Of course Deshaun. We can talk about that if y'all want to, but anything besides like the trades, anything?
What do we say? Biggest moves this free agency? I don't know. Like, I feel like people like
Galladay to the Giants.
One thing with him though, you got like they saying the reason his market wasn't really there because of his hip. Like he say he had hip problems. But that's like okay, you gotta think about him being healthy. Plus, I mean Saquon coming off an injury, like But I agree with them. Like, I mean, the defense, like, you saw what the Giants owner was like, we spent big this offseason, so we have to win. Like, Daniel Jones, to me, he just still turned the ball over too much, bro.
No, this year, with the weapons he got, like, as long as Galladay stay healthy, you got what? You got at least three options. You got Slayton, Shepard, and Galladay. I mean, Ingram, who knows where he going. But, I mean, they signed Kyle Rudolph as a sure hand blocker-type dude to take pressure off Ingram. So, I mean, Ingram still, he's there. He's fast. He could make plays if he could ever catch the ball. So, Daniel, and like you said, Saquon, so. Nah, if Daniel don't produce this year, he gonna go the Mitch Trubisky route. He gonna be on somebody second string next year.
So this is it for him. So who do you see getting traded first? If say the 49ers take a quarterback and the Jets take a quarterback, you see Sam Darnold getting traded first or Jimmy Garoppolo?
Well, it sounds like I think they just blowing smoke to try to. But I don't even know. I mean, because Jimmy is what he is. So saying you want to keep him to build up his trade value ain't really, you know. Now, of course, you ain't going to just come out and say he's on the block, come get him, because that does bring down his value. But I don't know about raising it. So if you listen to them, it sounds like they want to play, keep him for a year and get whoever and let whoever they draft sit for a year. So I would say it's Sam.
I'm trying to think. So the other teams that need a quarterback would be the Broncos, of course. If they don't draft, I could see if they. I feel like they would take like Trey Lance, like a bigger quarterback.
Definitely, I could see if Lance or Fields start sliding a little bit to 7-8, I could see them moving up. You just can't believe in Drew Lock at this point. You just can't. You can't look in the mirror and say Drew Lock is our quarterback next year and be.
And the crazy part, I can see the Carolina like going towards more trying to team like Justin Fields with Christian McCaffrey.
Right. Now, if Lance or Fields go to Carolina, it's up definitely, man. That's. Their offense is nasty. Still got Robbie and Curtis.
Nah, Curtis gone. In,
but yeah, I mean, if they get a quarterback. I mean, not Curtis.
Oh, yeah, DJ
Robbie.
Yeah.
They still got Robbie and DJ. So yeah, like if you get you a quarterback, it's Teddy.
Yeah, I hate to say it. He just ain't.
Look, Teddy, ain't it, man? He was in the perfect little situation in New Orleans. Like, he that perfect backup. Like, if he be your backup, you like, all right, man. If he come in,
you like, do you like how assertive what's his name was about who they starting quarterback was gonna be this season? The
who?
The Bears. Them boys came out from day one and was like, Andy Dalton, our starter. I'm like.
Quarterback one, like bro, if they take a quarterback in the draft, that niggas gonna mean that so much. That's gonna be everywhere. Freezing tapes, like you didn't have to do that, bro. And you do understand if Andy Dalton is your quarterback one, like your ceiling is extremely low at this point. Like I just don't understand that. Like,
and then you got who's his backup? You got two old quarterbacks, bro. Like,
and they did. I give them props for going and they pursued Russ. They gave him an offer. You know, they didn't like it. Like, they did pursue it, but dang.
Well, so with you at that in that situation, I mean, I don't know what kind of pick they asked. Well, would you try to get Sam Darnold and maybe have like a younger quarterback there learning?
I definitely would, because at that point, if the Jets take Zach Wilson, like, ain't no way they can realistically say, okay, we only trading Sam for a first. So, I think at that point you could get him for a third or fourth, and at that point it's like, why not? let him come in, learn from potentially Nick and Andy, and see what you can mold him into. But I definitely would. If they take that, the Bears should be one of the first teams calling about
getting. They better not call about Garoppolo, bro. I'm like, if y'all gonna do this bridge situation, it'll be perfect. Y'all get Sam, let him, like you said, let him try to learn behind them two. I mean, he got experience. He know what it's like to play court, like. So.
Yeah, no, nah, that would be perfect.
Who Dallas back or quarterback?
DiNucci.
I think they said Garrett Gilbert. I think they said Garrett Gilbert, and then I think DiNucci's still on there. DiNucci don't even blow in the NFL, bro.
Man. That was so bad, bro. It was so bad, it was entertaining. That nigga sidearm and shit. Like,
that boy jumped from like D2, D3 straight to the NFL.
Only us, bro. Only us. Niggas just laughing. And the Eagles was garbage that game. Complete garbage.
I just don't understand. Like, I told my homeboy, because he's a big Eagles fan. He not X, but my other homeboy. He a big Hurts fan. And I try to tell him, like, bro, they don't believe in Hurts, bro.
No, it's good. They don't. They was ready for Zach. They was ready. Now, I mean, I guess you could say, well, now, even though that, like, if he hear that, you gotta. I mean, of course, that just make you might grind harder. But you feel like, dang, y'all just.
But maybe. Well, like you what said, maybe they looking at it that. Okay, it's going to be a run on quarterback, so even if we move back, the skilled player is going to still fall to us.
Right, right. So we get an extra first out of it. I mean, it wasn't the dumbest thing in the world. The dumbest thing to me was y'all focusing on Zach Wilson. Like, this nigga, like, y'all just sold for
sure. I don't like the Zach Wilson hype, bro. Like, you remember the year – I've always called the year that Cam came out, or was that the year after? The year of the reach, when Jay Glocker went the first round, the dude Ponder went the first round when he had like a third or fourth round grade. Like, that's how I feel about this. Yeah, that's how I feel about it with Zach Wilson.
Jay Glocker, that was your guy, wasn't it?
Jake from
that was my boy.
Everybody was reaching.
That was horrible.
Jay Manuel went the first round, and that was a trash draft, too.
How y'all think what's the name gonna turn out? Michael Parsons.
I don't know.
Bro, that nigga, man, after all I done read about him, bro, like, if that nigga come to the NFL acting like that, bro, he gonna be in for a rude awakening. Like, that's the only thing. He cold as hell, fast as hell. If it's just about on the field, he's straight. If he come in acting crazy and doing all
that, there's some fast niggas in college. It's just like everybody pro day, everybody running folk.
Yeah, everybody ran fast when he get back home. But my thing is this: you can run a fast 40, but what do you look like on tape? What you look like on the field? Like, do you run that way? Like, are you that fast?
Come on, Mac Jones.
Somebody made a point that these are all at pro days. So it's your pro day, you're not doing all this traveling. Like, when they at the combine, they talking to teams for hours, they out of state, they living at a hotel, you know what I'm saying? Stuff that just kind of, you traveling, stuff that just kind of wear on your body. Pro days, like, they in the same exact spot, training, not going nowhere. Like, I do feel like they more but fresh than they would be at the combine.
Do you take stock in pro days? Because I was seeing, like, that was, like, that's one of the most useless things, like, in a pro day.
I don't, unless you do bad. Like, Mac Jones, he was missing a couple throws the other day. It was like, all right, bro, like.
Yeah, that's why.
You missing throws against Earth. Like, it's kind of like pointless to do.
Your pro day is like a makeup for the combine. If you fucked up with the combine, you got a second chance at pro day.
Well, bro, like he said, though, if you look okay, I mean, if you look good at your pro day, like, okay, nigga, you supposed to. You look bad, it's like, nigga. Like, they were saying that, I think it was at Miami pro day, because they supposed to have, like, two DNs. And they was like, one of them looked good, and that Russo dude, they like, he looked horrible at his pro day.
Didn't he? I think Russo the one who sat out.
Yeah, I think so. But I'm just like, to me, that shows like you not focused. Like, bro, how do you mess up a pro? Like, all you've been doing is training. It should be just like another day of training.
Yeah, show you ain't focused. You set out the whole season.
Yeah, like Max Jones had two like bad overthrows. It's two, but it's like every other quarterback. But let's be honest,
we do see like you rarely do see like top quarterbacks go to the pro, and that's why they don't go to the combine and throw. They want to throw at their pro days. I mean, at their pro, yeah, because they want to throw with the receivers they familiar with. I like seeing them throw the different receivers because that's what's going to be happening in NFL.
Yeah, that's why, you know, a lot of top quarterbacks from these top schools like Mac Jones, he literally had everything perfect at Alabama. He had one of the best O-lines, the best receivers, the best running back. Like, it's not going to be like that in the NFL. I think that's why a lot of them struggle. And you see people from, like,
ball out.
NC State and like the most top quarterbacks in the NFL are from
– You got niggas from the Mac. Like, fucking Ben went to Miami of Ohio. You got, like you say, Texas Tech.
Yeah, like they used to throw into smaller windows and everything not being perfect, having to play make and stuff like that. Versus, like, that's why ain't no quarterback from Alabama being nothing because they had everything.
And think about it, Aaron Rodgers just won his MVP and he from Cal. He was the Cal.
Yeah. Most top quarterbacks is all, like we said, from random NC State, Texas Tech. You know, we got one Clemson, but then, you know, Cal. You know, it's just random all over. Mississippi
Brett
State.
Brett Favre went to Mississippi State, right? Yeah. No, Mississippi. No. What the hell did Brett Favre went to? It was somewhere in Mississippi, though. Southern Mississippi.
Southern Miss. Somewhere.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Most of the it's rare you get a Andrew Luck type, you know, just John Elway type that go to like Stanford or something. And, you know, like those are.
Then you got Stafford went to Georgia. Stafford, the last quarterback that came out of Georgia. They had some others on hype. You had Jake Fromm. You had the other dude Wilson. Was it Wilson in Georgia? You do shit.
Same field. The other dude over Fields, and then Fields left, and they feeling dumb as hell.
They look stupid now because he went to. But the thing is, that scare you. Ohio State quarterbacks never work out. That's historically not just recent, from the fucking 80s on down. Can you name a great Ohio State quarterback?
Yeah. I tried not to
look at Cordell Jones.
Stuff against him, but I mean it's definitely real.
Look at him. He's been looking a superstar.
Cordell just him and Haskins are the same.
What
like just don't hey, got what,
it. Are you talking about that wide receiver from Minnesota? Yeah, I ain't heard shit. I know you can play though. Hey, Sister Law, how you doing? I'm good.
Oh, he cold. Anything else you
was thinking about?
I can't think of that right now.
Football wise, it's a lot. I wanna get y'all thoughts on the linebacker from Tulsa, Zaven Collins. He
I don't know much
he
about
he may be a sneaky pick for us at 24. He big, 6'4", 260. Hey!
Oh, you trying to talk about
that? Also, like, I'm just thinking about it. It's a nice running back class. They all say it's deep and running back, right? Well, I only know three, like four. I know, but I'm just saying, like, in general, from the whole draft, like, you got the boy from you got the boy from North Carolina.
ETN,
Najee,
Javonte, those are the top three.
I like Najee's size.
They cool.
His personality would be good for anybody locker room. He proven. Shit, that was a smart decision, but I'm gonna stay.
Yeah, y'all need a running back bad. Y'all had to upgrade.
Do y'all think the Cowboys will cut Zeke if he show up like he feel like shit again this year? Like out of shape, fumbling the ball.
all type of shit. You think y'all can cut him?
If he's fumbling again, then yeah, that's he going downhill. His yards per game.
This is crazy because he's only 25.
Yeah, but like I was telling Vontae, like them carries you don't think about, like all them 200 carries and the ones that, you know, go for 1 yard, you running into D linemen getting hit, like that stuff start adding up. Imagine saying, okay, you gonna run into this big, large, fast human being 500 times and get hit. Like imagine telling me that.
Do y'all think I should just use him like Alvin Kamara? Alvin Kamara should be split. He might get 20 touches, he might get like 8 catches.
I don't think he's going to get as many touches this year because I think they're going to try to include Tony Pollard more.
What? I like Kamara.
He
should. Kamara can play. They use him in a way that he don't get too much wear and tear. He get a lot of his shit passing.
Yeah, I think they're going to use him a lot this year. I think his catches is going to go down because Jameis is going to be looking for that deep ball. That's Jabbo.
That division is just dysfunctional too. It's been like that.
Went from, like, imagine when that remember when the Saints killed the Bucks on that Sunday night? Like, since then, like, obviously Bucks won the championship.
But Saints have been in KK for years. Cap
hell, Breeze. Yeah, but they had Breeze and all them offensive weapons to kind of cover that
up. They still got the line. They still need a second and third receiver.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, Bucks going to run away with
it. It's crazy. It's crazy because the last time the Bucks went to Bucks went to the playoffs, they won a Super Bowl in 2002. And the next appearance they had was this past season. Well, that's a long-ass time, and you won a Super Bowl. So you can say the last 2 times you went to the playoffs, you won a Super Bowl. But it's a big-ass gap.
Yeah, man. I think they're gonna run away with that.
We'll,
of course, we got the Deshaun stuff, but I mean,
yeah, with Deshaun, we're just gonna always see how it play out, man.
Yep.
I think he's gonna go on that exemplary very soon, though. I think that's I could see him missing a handful of games minimum this year, if not more. You said what?
Yeah, I talked about. Y'all talked about the Niners already, right?
Not
like
good.
What they're gonna do with Garoppolo? They need to trade Garoppolo because you can't trust him. He always hurt. He's been hurt since the Patriot days. Injury prone. Then when he is available, he ain't impressive.
Now, do you believe the reports about they were saying? The Patriots said they wouldn't take him or whatever if he was available.
They wouldn't take him at what?
I mean, you just paid Cam $14 million. Like, bring it in.
But they Jimmy said only. Like, I think Shannon said, if I'm not mistaken, I think they said out of that 14, only like 6 of it is guaranteed. That the rest of it is like
guaranteed. Yeah. I guess he's a little younger, so if you was like you believe in Jimmy,
they can't get no more than a 4th round pick on the bench. Jimmy.
But
a 4th.
But yeah, I mean, but like I said, I think the way they talking, they make it seem like they really want to keep him for this year. And whoever
he ain't on shit for a year, he'll be playing by week 4, and they're gonna be hurt. But.
Hey, bro.
Like, yeah. I like Deebo Samuel, but he stay hurt.
You sound far away, Tevin.
What'd you say, bro?
I don't know.
Alex Smith still can play. They did him fucked up in Washington.
What I miss? Anything else I'm missing? We talked about Galladay to the Giants. Any other
What did y'all think about the spending spree for the Patriots? I feel like they spent top dollar for niggas that's below average. Judon ain't worth no $60 million because he ain't gonna get to, he ain't gonna get double digit sacks and a bunch of pressures. He ain't gonna get that.
Well, the tight ends are good, but I mean, I guess average niggas Nelson and Bourne.
Alligator Arms, Nelson Aguilar.
Them, but yeah, I mean, they definitely.
Are we fool? Like I always say, Lou, contract year or 1 year deals, niggas gonna try to ball out. That's what Nelson did.
I think the Patriots not gonna be very good again. I can see a 7-10 season. Yeah. 8-9 season. That wouldn't be shocking.
I think I heard I don't know if it was yesterday.
Be shocking to me.
That's how my undisputed was Tom Brady getting too much credit. Yeah.
Too much.
He played well. He did what he's supposed to do. Super Bowl. Like, don't fuck the game up. Just win it. Make the right play. If the Packers would have took advantage of that bad second half because of the turnover, you might think a different story. But that is what it is. That shit didn't happen.
He played bad.
Oh, yeah. Kevin King got re-signed by the Packers for $6 million. I'm surprised they signed his ass back for a one-year deal.
Aaron Rodgers, this might be his last year.
Do you think he's being disrespected because he just won the MVP?
I just don't think they – just like when they drafted him, I just don't think they took Jordan Love to sit forever. Like, they drafted
– They moved up to
Jordan Love. Like, eventually, they're going to play him. Eventually, they're going to say, man, it's time to move on. Like, I could see at the end of – I mean, because it's so hard to repeat success. Like, what if the Packers don't go 13-3, or 13-4, or 14-3, or something like. What if they have a 10-7 type year, just a regular year? Like, they just gonna be like, man, it's time to move. They didn't take it for no reason. Just like when they took Aaron,
right?
Eventually they gonna say,
like, how the rules are now. Like, you got quarterbacks playing in their 40s. You know, back in the day, niggas was retiring at 34, 35, maybe 36. Now niggas playing at 41, 42. So now they feel like they're invincible. So you put those teams in a bad spot. Like you want to draft for the future, but then your quarterback get pissed off.
Yeah, it's been
I feel like it's gonna be a nice draft, but like I said, there's no pass rush in this draft. Like I don't know, no elite pass rush in this year. You got athletes. You got a lot of niggas as athletes with the production on that. Like the draft of Penn State. I can't pronounce that nigga name, but he ran like a 4-4. He was running. He ran like a 4-4 or something like that. But he didn't have any sacks.
Yeah.
Avante. Out of the top 5 quarterbacks, how many of them you think gonna be good?
I'm like a few of them. I feel like this is gonna be shaky.
Two.
I think
Fields gonna be good, and I think Trevor gonna be good.
I feel like niggas like Trey Lance gonna have to sit for like 2 or 3 years and learn. I like him though. I want him to fall.
So you don't
I didn't know he was 6'4". Shit, come on down,
bro. He got
6'4".
He's literally like Dak on steroids, like. He like act 2.0. Like he run, throw, act like he's like that. Like if he get with the right quarterback coach who can mold him, like it's like a ball. It's like if you was making a quarterback up, you would say it would look like Trey Lance, like somebody who's mobile with a strong arm.
The thing is, like, I want to see how mentally tough these guys are, because you know you don't need it. Mentally tough.
Because you don't want a quarterback that's going to be. I'm saying this because you don't want a quarterback that can be easily broken. Like, I feel like Wentz. Wentz was kind of broken at one point. Like, broke. Like.
Yeah, he back with Frank. If Carson can't make it work with Frank again, then yeah.
Josh over. Allen balled out this year because his first 2 years was okay. Rookie year was trash. Second year was okay. You know, they made the playoffs. But sometimes you got to show some patience. Some niggas might surprise you, but it's hard to be patient when your coach job on the line every week, you know? I'm ready for it.
I'm excited. I think this is going to be a good draft.
Me too.
I got one thing. Have y'all seen what Hugh Jackson been talking about this week? Yeah, he blaming everybody. His failure.
Hugh Jackson.
He said the Browns lied to him about analytics and something else. He said the worst thing he did was hire Todd Haley as an offensive coordinator.
I'm with him on that.
I just saw that today.
I didn't see that. What do y'all think about the 17 games?
Because it's like you already won. You already got your position locked up. A lot of niggas gonna sit anyway. That's if you fighting for a playoff spot. Shit, that last game come in handy.
They mad.
Yeah.
If you didn't like it, why you vote?
True.
The player? Oh, who you talking about? Who you talking about? You talking about the player? I mean, what? Did the players vote or did the owners vote? The teams vote as a whole. Yeah, but they don't take into account every player. So I was like Alvin Kamara, he came out ASAP and was like, that's dumb as hell. Like,
yeah.
Everybody ain't going to agree with it. But
it was just an extra game check.
In the end, it is what it is. I think the only team that voted against
it was the Bears.
Was it the Bears? I might have been watching. It was only like one team.
They're the Bears.
It was only one team that voted against it.
Hey, ain't that last week?
Hey, who the Bears got? What? Let's say pick. In the draft?
I don't know.
Shit. They made the playoffs. They need a quarterback because Trubisky went to top five pick to a backup in Buffalo.
Yep. What y'all think about? We go to NBA. What y'all think about the Knicks? Vontae?
Damn. He's fucking good.
Yeah.
Oh, the damn
Vontae. What you think about the Nets, bro? Are they the favorite?
I think right now they are.
I just want to see all this spectacular play in the playoff. Do it in the playoff.
Like, I get what Blake was saying the other day. Like, oh, a lot of people say I had lost it, blah, 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 this. But I'm like, bro, like.
You did.
You was quote unquote when you was in Detroit, yeah, you kind of had taken a role, but people still looking at you like, oh, they got Blake. Like, Blake, I want this nigga to be putting up 20 and 10. You're not gonna do that. Like, you don't, the expectations in Brooklyn are not that big for you.
Right. You could be a crazy good role player.
I just saw, I think that LaMarcus Aldridge, he playing tonight. He was like, I didn't come here to try to be. Like to try to be an all-star or something like that. I came here to win championship. So
I like what Stephen A. said about it. Like these two,
right.
Like Stephen A. said, them two guys were the focal point of two franchises. Supposed to be the savior of both franchises. They came up short. Like if you look at DeMarcus Aldridge, like he had a run when he was killing the playoffs, but all I'm saying they happened against the Rockets.
Yeah. Well, all I know is this is 100% a failure if they don't end it with a ring on their finger. 100%. It went from even when they got Harden.
Do you think KD's still hurt, or they just let him rest right now?
I think he's still hurt because they need them out there playing to get the chemistry built. So I think if he was ready, he'd be playing. Now Harden out, you know.
How'd you feel about the trade for Drummond? I ain't heard your thoughts on that.
Yeah, he out for 2 weeks. Yeah, Drummond out for two weeks.
I thought it was signing Drummond. I like.
No, I said Drummond's out for 2 weeks. I just saw it.
Vontae was saying he thought something about it.
Vontae, what you say?
But
Vontae, I like the pickup.
I like it. He helps a lot. We just got to get everybody healthy. A lot of people,
Anthony Davis don't like playing the center. They say he don't like playing the center. It's like the last 5 minutes. You know.
Yeah, it's a lot of people trying to get healthy. So as long as we can get healthy sooner than later, I think we'll be fine. But it's just starting to feel weird. It's starting to feel like, I don't know.
Because you see how bad the Lakers are without KD, I mean AD, and LeBron.
If anybody besides the Nets.
Because I watched that game the Lakers had against the Pelicans, and I was just like, damn.
Man, shout out to Zion. That nigga been cooking lately, bro.
And it's quietly. He's doing it very quietly, bro. Like, he been balling, man. It's good to see. But I just need to see him get the rebounds up. I think the niggas don't know how to position themselves and understand angles when it comes to rebounding. If a nigga that can jump that high, I know he got short arms, but he can jump high. He should be at least 10. At least, like, give me 9 at least.
Yeah, they need a third. They need
more shooters.
I was just about to ask you that, Lou. But I guess not. I was gonna ask you, do you think they should just totally just go in all in on building around Zion and trade like Ingram?
No, you need a shooter. You need a shooting. What?
I think you need a score like that next to Zion because he can't shoot it. And I'm saying Brandon Ingram's just a great shooter, but he a scorer. Like I feel like they good for each other. They just need
Van Gundy's not the answer.
I don't know,
y'all might think I'm crazy, but I was just thinking about this today. Like, can you imagine Mark Jackson coached them, like defense wise, get them more disciplined, accountable? He'll make some shit work, you know. Because Van Gundy gonna get on your nerve with all the yelling and shit and all that.
So I don't know, but I think they should build around both.
Do you feel like Ingram is falling off a little bit compared to last year?
No. I mean, just last year he was an all-star, but I mean Zion is also playing better this year, so the numbers just don't go down because last year Zion missed a bunch of games. They set him out some. During some games,
I got conditioning
and all that, so he's playing more. So, I mean, with him
playing
more.
I got a question
more,
about the Pelicans with Jackson Hayes. Outside of him dunking on somebody on a highlight tape, like, what do you think about his development? Like, I feel like he should be having more impact than what he's having to be that damn tall and athletic.
Steven Adams.
Sitting behind Adams, I mean, he just needs to keep developing. Sometimes it takes a little bit longer for them – you know, super athletic center type niggas to develop. So, I mean, he just needs to keep working on this game. If you don't ever turn into
a high level defender,
you just need to
be good. Yeah, be good at your role. Be great at your role.
Be good at the pick and roll.
But sometimes it takes niggas years to understand that. Like JaVale, he had all the athleticism in the world when he was young. So he doing stupid stuff, thinking like, "Nah, I'm young. I could do what I want to." He matured, he grew, he got with the right organization, and they helped turn him into a champion because he developed his skills to what his role was. Super athletic defender.
You don't know a better example than that?
And keep it moving. Like
Tyson Chandler. Remember, everybody thought he was a bust? And so he got with
Chris Paul in that in New Orleans, and he turned the switch and he was good. Went to Dallas, got won a defensive player of the year, won a championship. Like, see how he was in the beginning? Because people forget, in high school, he was a scorer. He had to find his role in the NBA. And I got one more question, the mystery man. Me and Vincent talk about this every once in a while. But what the fuck happened to Pascal Siakam? What happened?
I never believed him anyway. People hyped him up. He's not – he doesn't have any go-to thing that he does. He's just kind of like – he's a B in everything.
I just know he was tearing Draymond's ass up in the finals.
He's cool. He's fine. Like, when Kawhi was there, that was perfect for him. Playoff Kawhi, like, he a perfect – fit for something like that. Anything more asked of him?
I was disappointed. I've been watching him just like, what the fuck?
He was
Kawhi. Yeah. I feel like Kawhi could have been running shit if he was staying in Toronto.
So yeah, he don't. He could have either stayed.
I feel like he wanna compete against LeBron.
Came to the Lakers and play.
I feel like that wasn't gonna happen.
So
He's
stupid. He chose the third option.
But I just want to shout out to Fred VanVleet though. Like, that nigga has been balling since he got paid. He was balling before, but he's been consistent since he got his money. I like to see shit like that. Like, niggas undrafted, low draft pick, just scrappy, can ball, and that's what he's doing.
Yeah.
You think Oladipo and the Heat can make a run now with Jimmy? Try to make the get into the playoffs, be better. They overachieved.
Interesting, but I don't know about a run. I mean, I could see they got some hoopers though. I could see them beat the Bucks in the playoffs again.
What would Giannis' legacy be? Because I still don't believe he deserved the MVP last year and a defensive player. And he's still coming up short in the playoffs. Like, you can't shoot it. They're gonna cut that court off. You can't drive.
Yeah, that,
you know. You gotta shoot, dog.
Disappointment. And they ain't winning it this year is what the Nets doing. So he's finna quickly learn. He shouldn't have.
Ben Simmons, defensive player of the year, but we talk about time. His game would never be. He'll never be elite to me until he can shoot the ball. He don't even attempt the shots. I feel like Philly got to move him, man. Philly got to move him. You can keep him beat.
Any I know you mentioned some real life stuff you wanted to get into. Anything, y'all?
There's a lot going on, man. So much.
It's like every time I look at the news, it's somebody getting shot. It's some viral shit that's fucked up, being televised, and you get desensitized from it. And it's like, I know I do, and I'm always like, when is shit gonna end? Because it's just every week, every month, every year. It's like becoming a normal thing, which shouldn't be normal. You know what I mean? Like, all this crazy shit that's going on, like, every day. Oh, that shit.
Sweetie and Quavo.
I'm not even talking about the elevator incident yet, but I feel like, do y'all feel like Quavo was spending bread to keep her?
No, I mean they was in a real relationship. He was just buying stuff for his girl.
Well, they said I just read earlier. They said she said that video from the elevator was over a year ago. She was like, we had already made up over that.
And when it came out, they said it was a year ago. So that wasn't new.
Yeah.
When it first dropped, they said it was a year ago.
It's still.
No, but I read someone else that said it was a year ago. Both teams
like it was.
Said it. Somebody said it was you, though.
But of course, whoever sent that video got broke off probably 100,000.
Hell yeah! But like, I was just thinking, like, when Solange went crazy on Jay-Z, everybody laughed, including me. But nobody said, "What's wrong? What's wrong with her? Protect Jay-Z. Protect the male." That's kind of fucked up. He got pieced up in there.
It was crazy. I just wanted to get y'all. I mean, I see a lot of people like I thought the pushback on Quavo was going to be harder than it was, but I mean, I've seen a lot of people was like,
I think from what I saw, if you didn't see the video, like from what I've seen people saying, if you hadn't seen the video and just saw
what they were saying, resting on my back,
thought it was like a Ray Rice situation. Like you would, like you would literally, like if you without seeing the video and you see how people were talking on Twitter, you'd be like,
yeah. Quavo, but I was even talking. Like, I mean, they said he swung at her, and she swung at him. But I was just talking to my homeboy Keontae like yesterday, like we was riding. I'm like, bro, like I just, even though I understood what people like, oh, they was playing tough. Like I just, bro, that nigga swung her. I just couldn't do that to like a girl I'm talking.
He did
to,
swing, bro, a little bit with when he grabbed it. He kind of swung. Yeah, I think so. Yes.
Huh?
Yeah. They,
yeah, and then I'm he like he. I mean, when she was down, like I don't know if they was in. Like you can't hear it, so of course you don't know what was saying, but. It's like, nigga, they ain't help her up. Like, you just looking at her. And then, I mean, eventually, but, I mean, some people.
Yeah, no, it looked bad. That part definitely looked bad. I mean, you definitely gonna have, you know, people like, damn, you just, you know what I'm saying? Like, who knows what they were saying? They probably was arguing, look back at her, saying whatever. But, yeah, like, you know, when she was on the ground and stuff, not helping her up, that definitely.
But that just goes to show, like, that's why, like, when I hate when people, like, I try to preset, like, I hate when people be like, oh, I want that type of relationship. I want that's goals. That's like, you never know shit. What people go. Like, you see, especially on social media, bro, you see what people want you to see. Like, you don't see what goes on behind the scenes.
So, yeah, one person was more wrong than the other, or they were both wrong? What y'all think?
I mean, it's a point. To me, it's a point. Like, I mean, you had a lot of people saying, like, I even heard women say, like, oh, that's why, like, my mom always told me, that's why, like, you keep your hands to yourself and stuff. But I don't know, bro. Like,
it's a point where you got to walk away, man. Just leave. I heard one guy watch. He was like, he just heard, just call the police just for your benefit as a man. Like, it's like, what's going on? Don't touch it. Don't do nothing. Like,
well, that's what I'm saying. In my situation, bro, I just feel like if I ever get that mad, well, I got to start throwing you around. Like, we don't need to be together, bro. Like, but I mean, I saw a girl sharing it on my page, and she was like, oh, when I thought, like, the way people, like Lou said, the way people describing it, like, I thought that was, I thought they was like, he had beat her ass. Like, that wasn't nothing. I don't know. I done been in way worse situations. I don't see why people, glorify, like, nobody want to be in nothing that toxic, bro.
That's what messed up, for sure, for sure. I'm just saying it wasn't, as some people would have.
Oh, know, yeah, I'm not definitely,
saying
yeah.
It wasn't bad. Like you're saying, it like, it her down. But again, he was like, nigga, Ray Rice cocked his fist back and dropped, shut it. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying.
Ray Rice cold cocked it, then he drug him instead of picking up.
It was worse. They was both. Right. But I mean, definitely, like, and who knows what was in the box? But from Quavo's side, I definitely wish, you know, I mean, maybe just left the box alone.
I don't know. From what I heard, I heard on different places, in two different places, they was trying to say it was like, but if it happened last year, but then again, they was niggas trying to say it was a PS5. But I'm like, over a year ago.
Last March.
Yeah, it wasn't no PS5. It was one of the Call of Duty boxes, but again, it was just. It was one of them, like, you know, like when a new game come out, like, definitely a celebrity gonna get it, but like one of them special made type boxes that a Call of Duty or somebody or a Madden right. will send out to, like, you know, celebrities to look. It was one of those. It had Call of Duty.
I did.
But who knows what he was. It could have been.
I didn't even notice the box. It was a big ass red box. I didn't know it was Call of Duty or nothing on it. I've been hearing people say it, but I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah, but I mean, of course, like you said, if he when he push, like, it's like, bro, like, don't do that.
But I mean, it's so like, crazy, bro. Like, I try, like, to
like when somebody reads for your stuff, it's just like, no, what you know what I'm saying?
I try not to get somebody mad over other people's situations because I mean, I was so mad about that Ray Rice situation, bro. But I mean, today, I mean, from what I know, that's still, I mean, that's his wife still to this day, and.
They worked it out.
So they didn't talk about this shit at all.
That's like with Fabulous and his wife. Like, people still be up under her comment. They comments when they be posting pictures together, like, why are you with him? He did whatever. But, I mean, people going to stick with who they want to stick with. Like
yeah, that's the only thing. That's the only thing that makes me mad when like, you, dang, like, bro, put it out, like, trying to get sympathy for you say, and stuff. And then
what you say. But a lot of the women who comment on those things, they got maybe 4 side babies. Probably went across her head 6 times before. They stayed. So what make you know? Everybody human at the end of the day. Just because what they do makes them so-called famous or whatever, don't mean nothing.
And I do think it gets to a certain point, like, when you feel like you in love with somebody, bro, it's like you do certain stuff that I guess you wouldn't normally do, or once you out of love, you look back at it and be like, dang, like, I was really doing that, or I was really, like, I think you get to that point. Yeah. Like, it's hard. Like,
it's true. We've all been through it.
And every different. Like we said, like, you can have a couple that literally, they both put hands on each other, toxic as hell, all that, and they stay together for 20 years and forever. You can have a couple that's not, you know what I'm saying? Every little, and that's an easy answer to everything. People want detail breakdowns and stuff like that, but literally everybody's situation is different. Like I said, like what's happening, like people will say, you should leave. They still together, they working it out.
Like,
every situation,
everybody different, man.
Anything else we missing, bro, before we get off here? I don't want to hop off.
I'll be like, dang. Oh, yeah, I was watching a little bit of Undisputed today, and Shannon had talked to Kyle Pitts. Y'all hear about that? Yeah, he's 245, long arms. You can game, you can make some plays, but like Shannon said, you got to go to the right team. You can go to the Hall of Fame if you got a good quarterback for 10 years.
So hopefully we get to a good situation.
Now, I do got one more thing I want to touch on before we get out here. Lou, what you think of the JJ Redick situation? Yeah.
About they basically lied to him. Yeah, that's trash as hell. Like he came out candid, like told the whole thing. Like, I mean, from standpoint, it's a business. Like, why would we get rid of you for free? We could get something for you, but all you got is your word. And if you can't stand on your word, then nigga, I don't care what business.
It is. Yeah, it's
you weak as hell. So if you told you're gonna look for a trade, if we can't get it, let you move on, and then you held up, and then you hold on to him. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, because
but these teams don't. That's why when they talk about all this loyalty stuff,
and I heard it from both sides, because that's what Shannon, that's like kind of what Shannon was saying about that's all you got is your word. But then I was watching a jump with Richard Jefferson, and Richard Jefferson was like, JJ, teams gonna tell you whatever. Like, don't nobody care. Like, niggas get lied to in the league all the time.
Exactly. That's why, like Dame Lillard, he was always talking about this. Yeah, I can't go to. And I'm not saying you got to jump to join a super team, but this whole loyalty thing, like, in a couple years, bro, Dame ain't Dame no more. Nigga, the Blazers could easily get rid of you, bro. Like, to them, but, like, they not.
And I think it'll be more of an uproar, like, in Jake, like. Like they said, for people to like really like, you would have to do something for the organization. Like if that has been a situation like Dame, like nigga would be like, I want you to trade me to the East Coast or something, and then they trade him to the Spurs. Like people like, man, all he done for y'all, but they was like, JJ literally ain't done nothing for. And they was like, he done, and they was like, because did he get traded from Philly or did he sign? Did he sign with New Orleans? And that's what they were saying. It was like they was like, I don't feel bad for him, because if he was worried about his family, want to be like, he had opportunities to sign back somewhere closer to the East Coast.
Okay, that's it. All right.
That's like Lou Will got traded to Atlanta. I read an article today. He said he still can't believe he's not with the Clippers.
Who said that? Oh, so Lou?
Yeah,
Lemon Pepper Lou?
He thought about
his game.
Yeah, since
the
strip club, bro. He had like 130 point game that I know of this season.
I mean, they traded for Rondo. We'll see how that worked out for him. I just don't see that. I mean, they needed a point guard, but I mean, at this point, bro, Rondo did
we
well
got,
for us.
When you got LeBron, LeBron is a point guard. So LeBron is a point guard. So you just need an extra ball handler to give him a break. That's it.
Exactly. They need Rondo like to run.
Lou, was that true? Was that true, or is that just like more of a rumor where they was talking about that the Lakers offered like Schroeder a max cut?
He got an extension for the Falcons. I mean, the Hawks. Remember? Because remember they had Teague when they drafted Schroeder. A few years later, they're like, we gotta choose, and they chose Schroeder. Schroeder wasn't shit, and they got Trae Young.
Well, I'm taking 4 years, 84 mil turned down. Like that's like 21 point something a year. It's like, bro, like I just don't know what he expecting to go. Like I don't know what the max would be for him, but I mean, we'll see in the summertime. Like weird stuff always happen in the NBA, but I just don't see him getting a bigger deal. Than 4 years, 84 mil, like 21 mil a year, bro. Like it just. It just seemed weird for him to turn it down. Like, and I know stars turn down those extensions, obviously, because it's obvious. Like, they opt out, they get the bigger deal. But it's like, bro.
Yeah. He was like that with the Hawks. It's another player that's like that. Reggie, what's that nigga name? Like a refugee? Yeah, that nigga.
Jackson. Like, come on, bro. 4 years, 84 mil, 21 point something a year, bro.
I'm
like,
taking that. That's fully that's guaranteed.
Good money. That's great money. Like, are you think you're going to get like 25? Like, and I'm being for real. Like, if I felt like he was going to get something bigger, I'd be like, man, I feel you. Like, turn like 21 point mil a year. Where are you going to get? What deal are you going to get in the offseason that's going to be better than that? That's going to be, and it's 4 years. Like, in the offseason, gonna get a 2 year deal for 20 mil for 15 mil, like
yeah. Who knows if it's true or not?
Weird for me for him to turn that down. No, it's definitely true. It came from real NBA sources. Like it was offered to him. Like, and we said we want extension when we traded for him. Like we didn't trade for him to not have him. You know, right. and it makes sense to offer the extension and go ahead and get it done. And he said no.
Just bad move. And I was just thinking about the JJ thing, like JJ Redick, like it's levels to so-called loyalty when it comes to your level of talent. JJ has been he was a high lottery pick, I think, and he became a great role player. Like you're a role player, bro. You're a fighter. They will trade your ass for whatever they can get. It ain't like you a 10-time All NBA, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like what you think gonna happen? You may be respected, but your level of talent. It's gonna be the reason if you're gonna get traded to a good spot or not. They're really gonna want you to get that real money, you know. Sometimes you gotta put that ego aside. If you want to stay on the East Coast, you should always gonna stay with the Philly because Philly wanted him, but he left for more money in New Orleans. So you know he didn't get traded to New Orleans. We forget that he didn't get traded. He left. He went there. He signed. You had choices.
So we got drafted.
Is it the end of the month? April 29th through May something. May 2nd.
So can't wait for that. I doubt anything super crazy between them, but we'll definitely do a pre.
I got one question about the draft, though. Who do you think will make the dumbest decisions in the first two rounds? Seattle make bad decisions drafting the last 10 seasons.
Well, they don't have no first.
So they can't reach this year. But I got two things I'm done with talking about football. It's based on Seattle. What y'all think about Lockett contract? Because I think it's well deserved. That's my first one. And the second one is, what is going to be the impact of that Jamal Adams trade? Because he still ain't got an extension.
They're going to have to pay Jamal because what they gave up for him. And then Lockett, I mean, it was a little surprising because how strong for money they are. Their cap situation ain't the greatest. I mean, and what, he's 28, 29. Like, it was a decent size deal. So I don't know how it's going. He going to age. I don't know how to deal with age. So, I mean, it was okay.
But I wonder how hard they're going to have to, because you see they let that tackle, that D tackle they had, Jaren Reed.
Yeah, he went to the Chiefs on a one-year deal, like 6-7 million.
Which I still don't know how they got money.
They've been working at caps since last season.
Let me ask you this, Lou. What's the name? He always wanted to play for that. You think would you be okay with KJ Wright coming to the
Cowboys? He got 2 years left, 2-3 good years left.
Oh yeah, but I don't know where he would play. If we gonna play, if we playing,
he Layton gonna replace one of the niggas. And both of the niggas ain't been playing on the snuff.
All right,
like I think, like I was telling my pops, I think Neil gonna come mostly down to linebacker and like passing downs.
Ooh.
So you think it's gonna be him and KZ?
I think so. I think Neil will come in like on passing, like third and six, third and seven, and come down to guard that tight end or something. Because Jalen and
Neil ain't a great cover.
Both of them.
But Neil ain't that much better.
I'd rather have him on the tight end though than them niggas.
And then in nickel, he played down there. So again, we don't need KJ then. If we're gonna play mostly two linebackers more than
not, KJ can cover
two inside, basically. Like KJ not going.
But I think
two linebackers and then
I think I was watching an old episode of Undisputed. I think Shannon Sharp and Skill were talking about they could have traded Jalen. They could have got out of his contract. And won't before.
I think Dan Quinn, because I think he's obviously having. I think he's having, because bro, we don't sign safeties, don't draft. Like I think he's like having an impact, and they kind of turn the defense. And they probably asked him, could he get Jalen and Layton back to what 2-3 years ago?
But he ain't did shit in Atlanta the whole time he was there. Atlanta ain't never had a great defense the whole time Dan Quinn was there. Coordinators.
No, we know some people better at coordinators than coaching. So I mean, his only job not to talk
focus
to the press,
on focus
not
on
to
defense.
CNEs, mediums are talking. That's it. That's all he got to do. So I think some people, like you said, some people are better fit for just doing that than being a head coach too.
Right,
as a head coach, you got to worry about everything. So hopefully he improve. I mean, you bring over two people from your defense, so you better do something. So they trust, obviously, trust in your word. They signing people you coach.
Yeah.
So obviously they.
But
ain't no excuses.
I feel like ain't no excuses.
But yeah, man, I think we hit on everything.
Before we get off, I just want to say congratulations on a hell of a career to Roy Williams, one of the greatest college coaches, there is, bro.
And we just want to give a shout out to Lou real quick. We want to give a shout out to Lou for dropping that bag on the wedding rings recently, putting us all to shame. Letting us know certain of us in this group is broke as shit.
Yeah. Oh, Gary, you want to show you
the news, another job, you know. I start Monday. So
yeah.
More money.
Hey, gonna have his own truck.
Yeah, I'm trying to work it and make more money, man. Learn to make money.
Hey. I'll make a shout out.
So who, nigga?
Shout out to Dad for the deal.
Man, I'm telling you, somebody going to mess up the first round, the first 5-10 picks, bro, every year. We're going to be like, what they doing? We're going to say, what the hell are they doing? Y'all just set yourselves back.
Yeah. Vate.
Yeah.
It's the craziest move of the draft. The Cowboys move up to Mac Jones.
I ain't gonna lie, it surprised me. Oh man,
I don't know what's going on, Trevor.
No, Shannon Sharpe thinking Mac Jones should go to number 6.
Now, Cowboys will pick a lineman who niggas had going the 4th round. Thinking they smarter than everybody else. Yeah.
No, but Shannon Sharp think that Mac Jones should go to the Niners. That's too high, man. Like we gotta look at we said earlier, the system of Alabama, bro. You got the best line, best defense, best running backs. Not one, you got 3. Sometimes you might have 4. Like.
You see that throw he did?
I feel like Kyle Shanahan is overrated at this point.
Jamar Chase.
I ain't gonna lie. Kyle Shanahan is overrated at this point. They need another receiver. Is Debo Samuel be hurt? He's good. You know, he's still young and developing. But everybody got coming back hurt. All these key players. Achilles, ACL tears, shit like that.
Yeah, I can't wait, bro. This top 10 is probably one of the most hyped and top 10 drafts in recent years. Like, this is going to be real crazy. Like, you can have some
And if you think about it, right, down, like, even with Jalen Hurts going to the Eagles in the second round, just for them to be like, we want Zach Wilson in the top 5, you should have drafted somebody else in the second round. A real weapon. Like, you could have got Jefferson in the first round and backed up with another good receiver in the second round.
Yep. I think the Patriots might move up.
They need some real receivers. Some fantasy. They need a real receiver because Edelman hurt, old, washed. They need a lot, bro. It's bad. All them years of bad drafting.
Cam looked bad. I don't care who he had. He was throwing to. His throwing motion looked terrible. Like he was just throwing stuff in the dirt. Like. Yeah. I'm bad, do it looked like his shoulder here. Wasn't working. Bro. Like, it was bad, bro. Yeah, man. We up out of here, man.
All right,
y'all have a good one. TV, Lou, Gary, Young Trey working. Young
Kip, we out, chill.
Vontae. We out. Go Cowboys.
Chill.
Go Lakers. We out.